Well, it's another beautiful sunny day, very warm actually. And I've had to hurry quite a bit to have enough time to do my afternoon constitutional. I had to get a few jobs done, a few errands done beforehand, but I have enough time, so, which is good, because it was something I wanted to mention today. I received some very good news. My hometown in England, Luton, is one of those places. Actually, it's a little bit like the place I live now, Edison, in some respects. It's a mixture of, you know, industrial and suburban type areas. And Luton, it has a reasonably good soccer team, or football team as we call it over there. But there isn't really that much local pride. Although it has quite a rich history, it was once famous for making hats, for example. In fact, the football team, their nickname is the Hatters. And it was also the UK base for Vauxhall Motors, which was part of GM, General Motors. And it has quite a rich history, but it tends to not really focus much on its history. The little that's still around has been in a museum. It's been around for years and years. I used to go to it when I was a child, and I remember my grandfather taking me there. It's called Wardown Park Museum, or Wardown Museum. It's in Wardown Park. I remember when I was in sixth form college there, I used to, very often on a lunchtime, because it was quite close, I used to walk the way to it and walk around it. And it was very, got some really nice stuff. And apparently in recent years they've kind of tried to, you know, make their exhibitions a little bit more relevant and, you know, appropriate for modern times, modern audiences. I do apologise, we're coming up to somebody mowing their lawn. A little while back, I guess, towards the end, last year, there was an announcement that they were going to be closed during the week. During school time, apart from, you know, scheduled school visits. Many people were kind of afraid that was the beginning of the end for the museum, you know, the thin end of the wedge, and that it was going to close down, which would be a great shame, because it really is the only place now where you've got Luton history preserved. There was a story in the newspaper and a Facebook group started up. People were kind of trying to mobilise a little bit, or the best they can in Luton. They tend often not to be able to do that very well. So they opened it up to, you know, public comment, and the comment period has just ended. And the good news is the museum is saved. And I heard that news today, and it made me very, very happy. So I thought I'd share it.